AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is not backing away from comments he made about 2008 Republican presidential nominee John McCain.
I'm very disappointed in John McCain because the vets are horribly treated in this country. I'm fighting for the vets. I've done a lot for the vets.
Yesterday in Iowa, the Republican presidential candidate said John McCain is considered a war hero because he was captured.
I got a standing ovation, the biggest ovation they had all weekend by far. When I left the room, it was a total standing ovation. It was wonderful to see. Nobody was insulted.
Trump was on ABC's This Week. Fellow Republican presidential candidates such as Marco Rubio and Rick Perry say Donald Trump has shown he is not fit to be president. Israel's ambassador to the U.S. has been lobbying members of Congress to say no to the Iran nuclear deal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says past nuclear deals with other countries show how bad the Iran deal could be.
It was a deal with North Korea. That proved to be a historic mistake as well. And North Korea today has a dozen nuclear bombs and is on track to get, within a few years, 100 nuclear bombs.
Netanyahu was on CBS's Face the Nation. Five bodies have been found in a home in Modesto, California. Heather Graves with Modesto Police say they have a person of interest, Martin Martinez.
We did send something out statewide, and our investigators are looking for him as well.
That tape from KPIX-TV. Three children and two adults were found in that home in Modesto. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, the family of Mohammed Abdulaziz say the man who shot and killed four Marines and a sailor suffered from depression and was not the person they know. Abdulaziz was shot and killed by police. In southern Ohio, a mother and two children were killed when their mobile home was swept into a creek during a rainstorm. The New York Times reporting a deposition says Bill Cosby gave in a lawsuit shows he paid women after sex to keep the affair from his wife. This is AP Radio News. There's a big logjam at the top at the British Open. Because of a weather delay, this is round three. Jordan Spieth and Paul Dunn have a one-shot lead. Dustin Johnson is one of the many one shot back. He talks here about the strong winds at St. Andrews.
When it's blowing this hard, it's tough with everything. You know, driving the ball is, especially with the crosswinds, is really hard to hit the fairway. I mean, it's everything's tough. The driving, second shots, putting. I mean, putting's very difficult when it's blowing this hard.
Four golfers are tied for second, including Jason Day and Patrick Harrington. AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd is in trouble with the law again. Rudd was arrested in New Zealand. It's not clear yet why. Just days ago, Rudd was sentenced to home detention for threatening to kill a man who used to work for him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.